Unpop the pod.
You can't say that.
Welcome back. Unpopular Opinion, episode 6. We back. I'm one of your hosts, Brish Viv. I'm with my boy.
And live and lover.
And behind the camera, we have, what we got today?
I have no one today. I ain't gonna lie.
You wasted it. You wasted that Billy's joint.
You can reuse it.
My son's Delroy from Going to 60 Seconds. That was a great one, dude. My boy.
Off the top.
I ain't wasted it. It's like, you know what I'm saying, but my son Delroy here today. We got a special guest in the spot.
Yeah, we got some guests. Yes. Yeah. You can say guests because they won. You know, they won.
True. So, you know, the streets was killing us about our takes and how.
So we got some people more experienced, more, you know what I'm saying? More.
It's called SME, Subject Matter Experts.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Come on, we got a married couple.
Like branding genius right
come
now.
Come on, baby.
I like that.
But we got Ja. We got my nigga New.
What up, my boy?
Love these people. This is my heart. This family right here. So I brought them in, to school us and shit.
We love to have you on. We appreciate y'all.
Fun fact, their wedding anniversary is my birthday.
Oh, that's fire. That's family for real.
It's very fire.
Are you just learning that? Yeah, I know that. He's like, yeah, but I didn't.
That's so good. You're a husband. Knowing that fact, you gotta know.
Yeah. He got his anniversary. Like, hey, that's your birthday too?
My nigga.
You know, it's love, though. Nah, that's fire. That's fire.
Oh, yeah, mi campo.
What is that, a
reposado? Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, all reposado. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Don't put it on camera. Them niggas ain't paying nothing.
Yeah, I'm not paying.
But today's pop the bottle,
yeah.
I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. Today's pop the bottle is When the Smoke Clears, you heard? My first sponsored sweatsuit, you know, the Mafioso, and, you know, I love to be comfy, and Corleone. So, baby, every episode I got a sweatsuit on for the most part. So this is my first free sweatsuit. These niggas believed in me. I love you niggas, man. When the smoke clears, you up. And this shit is fire. I've been getting compliments. I've been wearing it for like 3 days.
Oh, like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah,
that's this regular. Shit is
fire.
You have a what? Say what? Yeah,
all right. This shit is hard. Shout out to When the Smoke Clears, man. Thank y'all niggas.
Fire, bro.
Y'all got women's?
Yes, of course. We unisex. We got plus size. We got small size, extra smalls.
You got BBLs.
Everything. it's a one-stop shop. If we don't got it, we got it. We make it for you.
Okay.
That's how we move.
I think an appropriate way to start the show is to reference the clip that went crazy.
Got to.
The question was, how long could you be on vacation with your significant other?
And what was our, we gotta say our answers before, you know?
And yeah, so their answers were
four days, three nights.
That's the hot, that's the sweet spot.
I thought that was regular.
I could do 5 days, 4 nights.
Okay.
I think, but the 4 days, 3 nights ain't bad, it's not.
It wasn't a crazy answer for y'all. The sweet spot for you is five days.
You could visit places more time. Like if you go to a place where the flight is long, you don't want to just go for 4 days. So that's understandable.
Yeah, but even still, I feel like vacation just in general, like, I don't want to be there too long. Yeah, like, you know?
You start falling in love with a life that ain't yours. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a vacation.
Yeah, it's a vacation.
You gotta understand, if the flight is long, I'm thinking about
six days, seven days.
Second day, I'm like, damn, this flight about to be blown.
Third day, like, I'm ready to go. It's like over with.
Yo, my nigga. Yo, son. Like, yo.
And you love your wife.
Yeah, I love my wife.
It's not even about her. It's just.
Them niggas didn't believe us. I got called gay so much. Like, I was like, I ain't never called gay.
I'm trying to get back to the homies.
Nobody ever mentioned getting back to the boys.
Never.
But that came up a thousand times.
Be there that long.
Facts. Shorter.
We don't. Shorter. Exactly. 3 days, three nights. Like, we good right there.
I went to a bachelor party in September last year, bro. I was over that shit like two hours, bro. Take me back to the crib, son. This shit is a money pit, bro. Like
that's really what I be thinking. Like, damn.
And I love my nigga that was getting married. His wedding was way better than his
love when I see you, though. Love when I see you, though, bro. Like, know what it is, bro. I'm trying to get back to the crib and get back to my routine. So get back and, you know, that's it, bro. I'm good. I had enough fun. How much more fun can I really have?
They don't understand, like, when you've been outside mad long. Like, I've been outside since I was, like, 15.
That's what I mean.
I'm exhausted, son.
I've been outside for a minute. This shit is old.
I feel like it was a little bit of younger people coming at us more than people our age.
It was single people. Like people
that's what it really was.
Or their relationships weren't long. I remember you spoke to somebody and he was like, oh, I only been with my girl 6 months.
Story, he called me like, he called us all type of gay. So I pulled up on him in the DM like, yo, my man, like, yo, let's talk about this. Let's chop this up because calling me gay is crazy. Like, I don't got no problem with the gay community, but you know what I'm saying? But
touch on, he said something about single people. Remember in the previous episode, consulting single people and...
I mean, it started with, like, having friends, married couples having friends who aren't married. Yeah, who are single.
Who are single, yeah.
And then my point was that single people have single mentality.
Absolutely.
So it's probably better to have married friends if you're a married person.
Or somebody with experience. Yeah. Like,
right.
You can't be single and telling me.
You definitely have to have experience. But then again, it's like, is your experience valid?
It's true.
You single for a reason.
We spoke about,
do you, like, but does that, when you ask, when you looking for somebody to talk to, do you want to hear the shit that you don't want to hear?
Yeah. Or,
like.
If I'm.
No. I could take a pull up. Like, I could take a pull up.
Yeah.
No, if it don't make sense to me, then I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at the next person's background or what they dealing with. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I talk to them 9 times
all
out of 10 is older than me.
All things have to be
considered. Yeah, so
we
got to.
Before I even.
Yeah, like, context. We need context.
Yeah.
You know what I'm dealing with.
All things have to be considered because if you aren't even qualified for this, you know, advice that I might be seeking, then what are we?
We talking about?
You ain't even talking.
Yeah, we ain't talking about nothing.
If you know somebody never been in a long term relationship,
you don't even fit in this equation.
That's what you say. You say you're not even involving them kind of people.
No,
or even letting them in that far.
Heaven, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, at this point, I say it all the time. Like, it's just they just don't get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even like with the 5 days, 4 nights shit. Like, you know, a lot of people that was commenting on that shit just don't get it. Like, I'm not saying I don't love my wife. Like, y'all niggas don't even understand how much I do love her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I also feel like a lot of these subjects on Insta, when we post them, they don't even be realizing that, like, y'all not even our demographic. Some of the people that be coming at us, right?
Like,
it's
not for you.
Like, you accidentally caught this.
Like, you accidentally
appreciate it. Come through, pull up, you know, tune in, but.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be feeling like, yo, like, how you feel about honesty in your relationship? I'm talking like the little honesty, not like. Not all that other shit. I'm talking like, yo, you getting fat or
oh, shit.
Like, or.
I see what you feel, though.
Huh?
I see what you feel. Because real honesty is like, yo, I cheated.
You know that real honesty is I cheated. We're not even trying to talk about that. We're talking about
small shit.
Honesty, like,
we're not doing that cheated shit and all that. We're not breaking up no happy home.
Like,
put nobody in jail, girl.
That's fat. One thing about my wife, she going to keep it real anyway.
That's why she your wife.
That shirt don't go with them jeans.
Go
like,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I like
that. Yo, fix your collar.
You look good. When she think you look good, do she compliment or do she be like, why you look so damn good? Who you looking good for?
Nah,
I done been through that.
She no hater.
It's two things. And like,
he
one
thing for a reason.
Come on, baby.
What I'm talking about. I'm like,
if I get tight with low keto, I'd be a little mad. Nigga get a haircut.
Yeah.
If it's nice, she gonna say it's nice. She be like, yo, what the fuck?
I'm gonna
push your head.
Oh, yeah.
She's on the hairline.
I be like, let me see.
Love turn around.
On it like that. You know what you're looking
for. Oh, all right. Real quick sidebar. What's the most you gonna pay for a haircut?
Me?
Yeah.
35.
30.
Ooh, I like that answer.
Like this guy,
if I was still getting haircuts, that's what I would pay.
See,
no, listen, no, listen. I said
he going off the handle.
I don't go up to him. I said the book I pay right now is $40, right?
Uh-huh.
I said the barber niggas.
Nah, you said 60.
60.
All right, 60. Whatever.
Cool. 40 to 60.
No, no, no. It's not whatever.
Right? No, I'm just saying 40.
That's
60,
three of his haircuts. Right?
But I was saying that. Shit. I was saying that barbers should be charging more. These niggas is stupid. Not because. No, I feel like they carry a nigga life in their hands for that 2 weeks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but let me ask you something.
Yo,
are you getting like the spray on?
No.
Walking filters and shit like that.
I have a question about that because he had a stage, a moment in his life.
Oh, she about to go off.
Dumping barbers.
You gotta find the right
one. Oh, was he new to the hood? Like, was he new or the barber left?
No.
What happened with his other barber, though?
Niggas was moving.
Niggas was moving.
It happens. It is a struggle.
That's like your nail tech.
No, I don't play. I don't play that.
How many nail techs you got?
One.
Hey, what's her name?
Shout out. It's like that.
This is a guy to the ombre.
All right.
Come on. Cotton shit.
Shout out real quick, though.
I stick Misha. She gets me right every time.
Where's she from?
Hicksville.
There you go.
Shout out. There you go.
Well, I don't care what nobody say. I was fucking with the black nail techs.
They caused them.
They just be wildin'.
Yeah.
They wanted you to come with your shit cuticles cut.
Yeah.
Not even that. They got all these stipulations and all these rules.
Like deposits and all that shit and
be
all.
Oh yeah.
And then you want to charge me twice the price, but you late. And now I just gotta wait.
Those Instagram nail tech.
Yo, that's what he. You gotta put a deposit to pull up and.
Are you?
What's the 40 to 60 with the cut though? What happened? Like what they?
Yeah. What happened?
Different about
it, that came up because Kai Sinatra said he's willing to pay. Somebody said $100.
No more than $100.
We thought that was crazy. I knew he was going to appreciate that number.
I feel like a haircut.
No funny shit. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying the market should be a lot better for the barber, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what
the importance of the haircut.
I just feel like y'all niggas marketing is terrible. Like, I feel like y'all business is terrible.
What about the Anthony Hamilton niggas that don't get shape ups and shit?
Fuck all that. Where's Anthony Hamilton from? You from Philly?
North Carolina somewhere.
Yeah, oh, because all the Philly niggas, they refuse to shave this shit. I don't get it.
Hate it.
That's why I be like, the Philly niggas can't fuck with us when it come to getting fly and shit. Because it's
not even a question. Come on. Who debated that?
I'm a New York.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a New York.
Come on. You supposed to wear the Long Island Islander shit.
Relax. Yo, I ain't see it in the store.
Nah, I ain't mad.
Relax.
I'm just on New York.
So I got a question.
I defend my niggas.
I got a question. Another thing that came up in one of the episodes was a scenario. Would you?
I know what's coming.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking both of y'all. Would you do 3 years in jail so that the other one doesn't have to do 30?
Yeah.
Quick answer. No question.
I did already, so run it back. We're running back.
There you go.
That doesn't even add up. Like, that's not
even real. Damn. It was an easy answer for two out of three couples.
Him to not do the 30?
Listen, something's crazy. I feel like there's a lot of women that say they'll do it, and then if it really came
when it came down,
I mean it.
I believe you.
Yeah,
I believe. No, don't get me wrong. I believe serious. His wife. I believe.
Y'all doing three?
That's
a man. If you're not doing it, I'm gonna lie. As a man, though, if you're not doing it three,
yeah,
1,000%.
And I could do the three confidently because I know our kids is gonna be taken care of.
Absolutely.
I know he's gonna hold it down. He's gonna do what he's supposed to do by me. And I see.
But are you gonna be papoose though?
You don't know what papoose is going on.
Like, you going every day? Are you going every day?
Okay. Hold on. Question. What are your expectations though if you do that three? What are you
expecting? No. We're not putting
myself in the running back.
Yeah, I'm gonna
do that. Let me do that.
Are you visiting every day? That's it.
Every weekend.
I don't need a daily visit because you wanna know why? I feel like, as far as I can imagine, I don't wanna see you every day because I wanna remain where I'm at. Like, yeah, I don't want to see every...
That's a good point.
I don't want to see home every day. I gotta be here. I don't
want to see home. You know, so a little, maybe a little too...
Two times. I hit you on a Friday, Saturday.
Is there... Friday, Saturday, does he get a... Does he get a hall pass?
Don't tell me about it.
That's why I say, if you don't know, what I don't know won't hurt.
Don't tell me about it.
Fair.
That's why I never...
I want to hear about it.
My stay going to get extended.
Be in the box. Like, yo.
You're going to get caught.
You in the box? Oh, man. Stressing. Oh, man. Not you in the box.
Remember when you was in the box and I couldn't even come see you?
I couldn't even talk to
my... What was I supposed to do? I love you, girl.
You know I had to get my mind off that shit, son.
Kids are driving me crazy, man. Like,
that shit better be
on the hush.
Tucked so tight underneath.
He seemed like a real nigga. He put on... That's respect, though. Like, keep, I feel like that's a... Yeah,
listen, I'm let your wife, though.
This is how my son knew hold it down. Like a backpack, you know what I mean?
That's how my son hold it down, bro.
Yo, I'm old, son. Like, what are we talking about?
So, I'm a realist, so I feel like...
You live in reality.
Yeah, I'm a realist.
They're going to kill you. Like, in the comments, they're going to kill you. Nah, no, but they...
Oh, my God!
She's giving that man a reality. I live in reality. Yeah. This is the real world. Like, first of all, if I'm home, I feel like, listen, a nigga's going to do what a nigga's going to do. You just better not never, ever, I ever in your life let me find out about
Black
it.
Black men don't cheat with her.
That's what I...
You better tuck it. Way deep down, I'm not gonna let me find out about it, especially if I'm doing the bid.
Oh, yeah,
I'm bidding for you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not bidding, it's crazy. Like, you definitely gotta hold it down. Crazy. Definitely gotta hold it down.
I'm hold it down. Yeah.
I'm gonna hold it down.
I'm that pussy in
it. I'm doing
live concerts and shit. Like, I'm outside your cell window.
I'm first in line. 8 a.m. Right. You gotta be at the visit like 8. You gotta be on the dance floor by 8 a.m. where they're not gonna let you do it for the count. You know what I'm saying?
Like, y'all watching any shows together?
Huh?
TV shows? Y'all watching any TV shows?
90 Day Fiancé. We on that.
So
Locked Up Love.
Locked Up. Is crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. He got me
greatest shit ever.
Yo, that's the shit right now. He got They got both his joints on the show. But apparently they don't know about it.
The first time that's done happened.
For real? Yeah, I just caught this and I've been into it.
That's
the nigga with the dreads.
What is that?
Yeah.
Locked up. So love Abelito.
So he had two dudes
in the cave. He don't got
cable. Nah, it's not that he don't got cable. You don't got it. He's single. That's what it is.
He's single,
son. He toxic over here. That's why we got him.
Oh, nah, that's the voice of the fuck nigga.
Of course. That's what we're here for.
How long have you been single for?
6 months.
Okay, that's...
It's only been 6 months.
Yeah.
Nah, but his previous relationship wasn't like 10 years or nothing like that. So it was a shorter relationship.
Yeah.
A year.
He's short bigs. Yeah. He's short bigs. He's skip bigs.
Skip bigs.
All right, so you did bullets.
All right, cool. My nigga. Skip bigs and bullets. That nigga's jamming. Right on the island.
Yo, but is it cheating if either one of y'all watch the show without the other person?
I take that seriously, but you know, sometimes
you be doing it. That work? Yeah, I'm on the third episode.
Hypocrite.
Like, you ain't wait for me? Raising Cane Friday.
Yeah, hold on. Thursday night, midnight.
Morning, man. That's old Thursday.
And I'm giving spoilers.
And I'm walking in like, yo, the nigga got killed.
Oh, you ain't seen it? Shit, my boy.
And I'm logging the shit out. So you gotta call me for the back word?
Or have you send me the code they just sent you to your text phone?
Is it?
You whooping nobody up on your fame is dead.
Oh, that's what you're doing?
Fame is dead.
Oops.
That shit hurts. Yo, R.I.P. Fame.
Y'all let this slip? Yeah, it was R.I.P.
Does it hurt more if they go to your favorite food spot without you?
Oh, hell no, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
So which one is worse?
That's way worse, nigga.
That's more egregious. Don't do that.
That's crazy. That's like,
with the voice.
Yo, she said, how you really feel about me?
Nah, that's OB, bro.
Think about that. Like, what?
You know she love food.
I wouldn't, yo. Now, I don't even get mad. That's something I get mad at.
I'm getting mad.
I'm hot. Sure. Like, what? I'm
sure getting mad. Especially if I find out on the gram you posted up, like, oh, with the girls.
What? Your favorite shit?
Yo, hold on. Hello? Yo, who you with exactly?
Like, that our shit?
What you mean? Hell no, I'm hot.
And I know your apology starts with a to-go plate.
100%. 100%. Like, with my order. Like, my regular order.
But you know, I ain't gonna lie. Me and my wife, I purposely don't start shows with her. Like, I just avoid. I avoid telling her in time to, like, the fifth episode.
That's the cheat code.
Yeah. I ain't
trying to watch you. Yeah. You
I think y'all just got into this shit.
I ain't even skip.
Like, I'm like, yo, you should watch this. And watch it. Like, watch it. Like this shit is crazy. That shit is crazy.
I just watched five in a row.
Five in a row.
I hate watching shows, starting the show was. So
it wasn't premeditated or nothing. Like, I didn't take the night off or nothing. I didn't wait for you to go to work.
Oops. Catch up though, man.
That's like the Uber Eats order. Like, my Uber Eats without my family is second to none, bro.
Cheap.
Like, I be going. I be
talking about this in Tampa, bro.
I be trying all type of new suggested restaurants.
The other night, I was very happy about it.
Yo, ain't that the best shit? Like,
you ordering sides and desserts and shit.
Oh, he find out about this right now.
Yo, hold on. What's about you to try?
I was very happy about it.
Yo, fuck it. You got all the desserts, all the apples.
Y'all a real married couple. I ain't in the car. It's crazy. I done did that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I felt a little guilty. And then I felt like I played myself because it wasn't all of that.
Good.
That's what you get for backdooring. That's what you fucking get.
Yo, let me tell you.
I spent the 60 on this.
Listen, 60 balls crazy. 60 balls crazy to regret. To regret?
60.
I wouldn't mind a 60.
By yourself? Man, that's crazy.
What you tip, $20?
You got a seafood bowl in the car.
Yo.
Fucking up the
crab shit. Yeah. You was making a what's that shit called?
The chicken and shrimp rasta pasta with the chili sap. With the chili.
Making a mukbang. Nah.
Chili. Had double protein.
Making a mukbang video.
Oxtail.
OD. OD. From.
And it's trash.
Yo, don't shout them out. Don't shout them out. It was trash.
I was very disappointed. Steph, it's your fault.
And it was trash. That's
crazy. Damn. Spot in Long Island called Tony Tacos. This shit is amazing, right?
It is.
Yo, it's amazing.
They got the...
Look, another restaurant. She left them.
Floral Park.
Fuck, you been there.
He been there before.
Yeah, Tony Tacos is amazing.
You had the shrimp mango joint?
Everything. I had everything. I ate
the...
Everything. It's like 100 tacos. Yo, bro, I had damn near the whole menu, right?
With real, like,
mangoes.
Mango slices.
Should pull up on them and do a review.
Word. I like that idea.
Yo, we should do a review. But look, I ate the shit like 7 times before I told my wife.
By the 8th time. Yo, I just found this new spot. Let's try it for the first time together.
You know what her thing
nah,
is. It was her thing.
You a snake.
I was like, I don't play. I've been dying.
I got to take advantage. Yo, babe, the ribeye's good. The shrimp is good. Hey, I tried.
So I heard.
All the reviews on TikTok.
I read all the reviews.
17 is amazing.
So I heard.
Yo, what's Chinese order?
So I saw this shit on TikTok. It was like, yo, what's your Saturday night, Friday night? All right, so on TikTok right now, trending, me and my daughter, Charlie, was scrolling every day. Shout out to Charlie. That's my dog. Shout out to Riley, too. So I can't say one without that one. But me and Charlie was scrolling, and it was like this trend on TikTok, like, yo, what's your Chinese order? But you got to give different scenarios. Like, what's your Chinese order, like, on a Tuesday versus what's your Chinese order on a Saturday night, you lamping, watching a movie? So, like, what's your go-to and what's your, like, I'm splurging.
Okay. I used to eat Chinese food a lot. I don't eat it as much no more. I don't. I don't.
I got my order ready.
You want to go first?
I do the Chinese
go
still.
Oh, you? Okay, go ahead.
Me too.
I will do barbecue chicken chopped up with the fries with the barbecue sauce on it, but not regular. You got to cook the fries, and then right before the fries are done, pour the barbecue sauce on it and hit it and shuffle it up while it's hot.
Oh, it's only one. It's only not one Chinese restaurant in Long Island doing that, by the way. Like, that's the shit in the Veldt and the shit in Westbury.
What you talking about, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, and the shit, because that's ridiculous. Because you call that in and say that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they don't usually do it.
They ain't doing that shit.
Yeah.
You gotta make your own fries, nigga. You gotta make your own shit.
Right. Give me the extra.
General toast chicken. Sometimes I do the pork fried rice if I'm feeling froggy.
Pork?
Yeah, but I'm not.
Pork fried. That's why you eat meat.
I don't do pork, but
no swine on my
get it. I do the vegetable fried rice usually. Usually, I don't do the chicken or shrimp. I don't really rock with that shit. But I want the vegetable general fries, toast sure. Chicken. You said it's trash?
No, it's the best.
Oh yeah, okay.
With egg.
That's a fact.
With egg
is a fact.
Yeah.
I need the general toast chicken. Extra like deep fried, extra crunchy. That's
what
the general toast chicken.
I
love fried chicken, fried hard. French fries, and I'm good.
No ketchup, no hot sauce?
I mean, I got the Baja sauce at the crib. So,
come on.
Yeah,
dress it up yourself.
When I'm splurging.
Splurge off the Cantonese.
When I'm splurging, I like a little shrimp and broccoli white rice with the wings on the side chopped up, cooked well.
This Tuesday or Friday?
I like her orders, though.
Nah, orders are good. I'm going to try the barbecue shit. Like, I've never even had barbecue.
Different. It ain't regular barbecue sauce, though. Like,
I never had.
Yeah, it go crazy. It's bananas. I ain't go hold you.
My shit is.
It go crazy.
My shit is my regular is chicken and broccoli, like white rice.
That's my kids.
Yeah, like I'm all day with that. But if I'm going crazy, it's
white rice. You said
white rice.
You can't eat it without nothing else.
It's period.
Just, it's disgusting. It's anything else. From doesn't matter.
I don't usually order chicken and broccoli. So
okay.
Might be accident.
And my shit is, and then first of all, Chinese rice, white rice is amazing. It goes with.
I can vouch for that. That I can vouch for.
Like it goes
that with. I can vouch for.
Facts.
But my splurging is general toast chicken.
That's my shit.
And my other shit is spare ribs.
You just said no pork.
That's the pork.
Damn, bro. This nigga here.
He said, but they ribs.
Well, yeah, he get it there. You eat these chitlins over here, nigga.
Who the f*** is we, nigga?
My wife is Dominican.
Nigga try to tell me I'm fucking like.
Yo, look. This nigga.
Yo,
you do eat pork.
Nah, not regular. These niggas lying. He eats. I swear I don't. I do not. That's why I hate.
He don't eat vanilla. He don't eat vanilla. Yo, throw him under the bus.
You ain't never seen me.
This nigga lying.
You ain't never seen me. You been in my crib multiple times.
Never seen me eating, yo. They
talking about pork. Look.
You ain't never seen me eating it.
Throw nigga under the bus.
You ain't never seen me eating it.
Okay, I'm gonna do Ramadan next year.
Hey, I'm gonna clear all that shit out. You said bacon is pork too. Shit, I ain't. Yeah. Fuck out of here.
I don't eat pork bacon. I eat beef bacon.
Beef bacon is pork.
Oh, word? Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing. I thought it was just turkey bacon was the only option.
Turkey bacon shit is rag.
Bacon.
It is
rag. Cool, but I feel like it's salty.
Yeah, and that's why they got to overcompensate. Not going to lie, that's why I fuck with it too, though.
I like the salt.
That's black people's problem.
Yeah. I get my shit from Whole Foods, so it's pink Himalayan salt. Beef turkey. I mean, beef pork.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Grass-fed.
Grass-fed, pink Himalayan, organic, free range, all types of shit. I murdered the shit myself.
Grab a dog. You're dope.
Yo, so what's y'all toxic married trait? Ooh, that's toxic.
Married trait?
Yeah, like what's your shit? Like you start arguments on purpose for the sex, like.
This summer, y'all make 7 years. Okay.
Yeah, his birthday this year, 7 years married.
Oh, yeah, July 19th.
Oh, his birthday, I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put my shit out there.
Relax, relax.
This is my birthday.
We ain't famous yet. No matter.
I don't want a bunch of gifts showing up to the studio.
Oh no.
Oh no. Not gifts. Not gifts. I don't want none of those. I don't want nothing in a size 11, extra large, nothing.
Yeah, of course. What are we up here doing?
We gonna be honest, right? We had an argument yesterday.
And I'm grilling. Nigga, I told you take the burgers off.
So y'all almost ain't come. Shit, I did not come up behind an argument. Riding with you?
You know her mouth. She don't stop her shit.
You're lucky I told her we coming, you heard?
Yeah, I'm like, as soon as we finish arguing, I'm like, fuck this nigga, this stupid nigga. He's stupid. I'm like, damn, where? Tell this nigga. Huh? It's his fault. So
on a 1 to 10, how big was the argument? On a scale of 1 to 10.
It was like a good 4.
Okay.
A cool 4.
It turned into an 11.
Oh, shit.
To her. Not to me. Not to you.
I love that.
Who was louder?
Because, I love that, because you're 11 and my 11.
Like, oh, yeah, 11, yeah.
Still kept cooking.
I know what. Yeah.
You
a fact.
Ran off.
That is a fact.
You watching? I'm going to run off, because I don't run off.
11 stormed is not off. Based on how upset you are.
She stormed off.
I walked off because I was pissed off.
Exactly. It sounded like you lost the argument.
I don't lose.
You know what it is?
When you lose the argument, do you admit it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how y'all stay.
No, when she loses the argument, did she admit it?
When I'm wrong, and tell the truth.
Oh, Lord.
He's about you.
2 hours and 3 cries later, yeah.
I'll take it. At least it ain't 2 weeks. Yeah, I'll take that. You still need some. You need some time to take your L. Like, I bet. You know what? I'm going to go in here and take my L.
She ever said she was wrong, huh?
She's a Taurus?
She's a Taurus.
Shout out him. Nah. I'm definitely admitting my wrongs, but it's going to take
yeah.
a couple
That's
days
him.
To get
That's
there.
Him.
What?
You.
It's going to take him a couple days to get
make
there?
It seem like he's like, you, the you. No.
But the reason
you.
But the reason we're here right now is because I settled the argument.
Did you?
Absolutely, positively. You accepted it.
Absolutely.
Because you was wrong. Yeah, so why would not accept it?
So, like, me and my lady, we got this thing.
Right now.
We got this thing, right? Like, when we first started dating, like, this was, like, some advice I got from this old lady I used to work with. And she was like, yo, whenever you go into a relationship, whoever you are, and like, from the first day, mm-hmm. 10 years later, that's who you got to be. So if she's the asshole, I mean, if she's the sweetheart and you're the asshole, 10 years later, you can't be the sweetheart.
Still gotta be that.
And she can't be the asshole, or y'all can't be the same, because that's not why y'all fell in love, right? Yeah. You know, that's not what y'all fell in love with.
Great advice.
So it's like, when I first met my lady, she's not ice breaking. She's not calling you. She's not saying sorry. She's not doing none of that. Like, she's not doing none of that. Right? So, like, I personally break all the ice. I say sorry first, all that shit.
That's me.
And I do it. But that's your role.
She said.
But that's your role. And that's okay,
but guess
though.
What? You're going to have to switch your shit up sometimes.
Nah, so I just
you
gave
gonna
you the advice.
You're going to have to say sorry.
You're going to have to. I just told you where it is.
Now, well, I think what she's saying is that you have to be able to show that you could go there. Like, maybe you're not.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You got to show capability of being that person.
Boy said no.
No.
Nah, bro. You got it.
No.
You can't forever be the stubborn.
You gotta grow. I feel like it could be.
You do.
I feel like it could be exhausting for the first person to say sorry all the time.
Every single time.
That's why he's.
But no, I'm saying when it's a mutual argument.
Listen.
It's a mutual argument. Yeah, both stop talking to each other. I'm not talking about if she's dead wrong and she did some dumb shit, like she like crashed your car and don't want to say what she was doing or some dumb shit, like. No, that's your fault. Like, nigga, I'm not saying sorry.
Even if it's small, because small things become big when you're married and when you've been with somebody for so long. Because how our argument blew up.
I call it a bill.
It was small.
It's an ammo. You racking ammo. Yeah. Ammo.
It don't make no sense how that argument turned into that. And then you.
Yo, that's crazy.
Grow up.
I'm slow cooking the burgers. You know how I do. I'm slow cooking the burgers.
My son get busy.
Got it in the motherfucking aluminum foil.
It's dark now. It's dark. So he can't see. I'm...
holding the
Such
light.
Such a good wife. I'm holding my phone flashlight on, okay? And I'm playing music.
I love this. You playing music? You DJing too?
Setting the vibe.
Song going, Nuck If You Buck. It should have been on
there. We on Vibes Talk Tell Vibe.
Oh, yeah,
we on Vibes.
The King's free. King's free.
King's World free. Boss.
My stand.
Okay.
Y'all went to the concert or no?
Hell no.
I love that unity. Right, I love that unity. Ain't nobody spending no
rent on this shit.
YouTube.
I catch it on Instagram.
Living vicariously through you niggas.
Smelling like grabber and shit in the Barclays.
I'm not. I'm sorry. Enough love to the world, boss. I'm not paying.
Yeah.
Three, four, nothing for him. I'm.
To sit in the bleachers.
Breezy?
Yeah.
If you talking about Breezy.
Oh, we just talked about this.
Oh, we just talked about this. Yo, you paying an extra $1,500.
Would you be mad if she took the pic with Chris Brown grabbing the buns and all that?
Yeah, yeah. Word of mother. I told her, back to the crib. It's going down.
Going down like Chris Brown. But she can take the pic. She can take the pic.
Oh, you can take the pic.
But yeah. I wouldn't even do that.
No,
but
he grown though. He asks you. He asks you like, yo, what kind of pic you want to take?
Yeah.
So I respect that about him. So
it's not he just
so
do
nine
it.
Nine times out of ten, if he's grabbing her butt or some shit,
she told him to.
Listen, Chris Brown, I know you got a black belt. But this is going down. It's going down.
I respect that. I respect that. You ain't playing with you.
Grab my joint.
No. 1,000%. I respect that.
Who you confide in when you have an argument?
I don't care about that, huh?
Who do you confide in when you have an argument?
That's a good question. That's a great question.
Now, when you say confide,
if it's one of them arguments,
is it something that's confidential?
Yeah, I almost dig deep.
Or is it something like something the argument?
That, yeah.
The argument that we had yesterday. I called my cousin. I called my friend.
See, because that's because it was an 11 to you.
Yeah, it was a 4.
He ain't calling his man's about no 4.
Yeah.
That's not hitting the group chat.
His father, his uncle,
they were present.
So he didn't have to call them because they were there.
Yeah,
they telling me to chill.
Because you was wrong.
Oh, y'all did this in front of people.
Yeah,
that's how I know it wasn't that big.
Yeah.
That's how I know it wasn't that big. If it was one of them arguments, it wouldn't be in front of
them.
It wasn't one of them type of arguments. Hey, y'all here today, so yeah. I know y'all could now.
He told me.
Y'all decent. Decent now.
That's definitely a 4. It was a hypothetical.
She said 11. She said, oh, just... like, damn. 11. This episode would have been backed up.
Definitely a 4. It was mad BB.
For me, I was ready.
Or it might be somewhere in the middle between 4 and 11.
One more thing to me is up.
Yo,
ready to sign them papers?
No, not the papers. We gonna
I was in the back of the Uber with wife arguing one time. We arguing.
That's how y'all give it up?
We in the back of the Uber arguing, me and wifey one time. And I don't know what I said to her, but she was like, so what's up?
Oh.
That shit make you want
to
throw.
I think that's what happened to Rihanna.
So the cab driver was the cat. Yo, the cat. I'm in the middle of like a real like rant, like a Kanye rant. Like, yo, you stupid mother in my concert, this ass. Yo, so what's up?
Oh, nah.
Yo, pull the shit over, bro. Yo.
Period.
When we gonna fight?
Yeah.
Fighting today? Yo, what's up? Like, yo,
what
do you mean? What do you mean?
I'd have told Uber driver, yo, just drop me over at the precinct, because like, there's no winning, bro.
Chill.
Chill's crazy. Just drop me off at the precinct.
What's up? Like, everybody in the cab was like, even she was like, I'm like, yo, M, like, yo, what's up, gang? Like, yo.
Straight to the precinct, bro, because I can't wait.
They got a 1 rating after that ride. They banned your ass on Uber. So what's up?
I'm turning myself in.
Like,
yo,
wait, how did that end though?
Nah,
you kept your composure.
It's different.
You're not a real man if you don't.
See, but shit like that be happening. Niggas be drunk.
You, how? Because I'm following the lead. I'm asking.
So what's up? It's her. So what we doing?
Oh,
what we doing?
Why you talking to me like
that? Yeah, it make you want to pull a hoodie off. Like,
yo, what
yeah, I'm on that.
You questioning my manhood at this point. What you mean what we doing?
Me and John known each other for like 20 years. Yo, every time she told somebody she was going to punch him in the face, she did it that day.
Oh, word shit. Up.
Like, so what her, so doing this I know what you mean. Like, yo, you got to be on guard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when she say, so what's up? It's like,
yo,
it's going to go down. It could go down.
You know what's funny that you said that? Because I told her a while ago. I'm like, the first time she smacked me, I keep it a buck. First time she smacked me, I'm like, oh shit, I never seen it coming.
That shit turned you on.
Third, fourth, fifth time, I'm like, now I'm on point.
I noticed when he started to catch on, he'd be like, put your hands down.
Yeah, I'm hearing your voice escalate.
Yeah. Why are you touching down?
Yo.
You don't even know what's happening. You just,
I know. Yo,
you build it.
Peter, my nigga, black son. Yo, son, I watched her beat up a special needs kid.
What?
High school. But the girl,
delete that.
We didn't know Shorty was. We didn't know she was special needs. We didn't know the drink was special needs.
So when?
until after, because she spit on her. Like, she loogied.
That's legally assault.
Loogied.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, bro, sense. Yo, that I watched Josh.
She was big, too.
Yo, big.
Like what? A big like this or big like this?
Fat. Like big.
She was baby D.
We didn't know she was nut. We never, yo, she
I
just
know.
Spit on her, bro.
Me.
Yo, bro, she, yo, like, damn, it was damn near murder, attempt murder. Yo, bro, I drove her home. And her uncle thought, like, I was the one who set it up to do this shit. R.I.P. Black, this nigga was a legend, bro. But the nigga, yo, the nigga was like, yo, aunt. Like, yo, if I find out you did anything, I'm going to kill you. I'm like, bro, she beat the nigga. She beat her up. Like, I did nothing. Like, you should be thanking me. I got her out of the right thing.
You know what I'm saying? The right thing. I did the responsible thing here.
Classy arrest. They throw her on the floor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's going to jail. My
facts.
But she's doing it at her crib. You know what I'm saying? She get to change her clothes. Because of me.
Sleeping her bed.
Yeah, yeah,
you welcome, nigga. Like, fuck you me. Actually.
Dangerous. That's my nigga. He loves me. Now. He's the rest of the fucking family.
Adrian, that's hilarious.
That was my guy.
He passed away, though?
Yeah, he passed away. The anniversary was the other day.
Yep. Yeah.
That's my guy.
Birthday and his anniversary to him passing. Yeah.
Shout out him. So do y'all want to play a game?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Who's more likely to game?
So it's y'all. Y'all got a point. We're going to ask a question. Close your eyes. I'm going to ask a question, and you point at who is more likely.
Wait, out of us?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Another couple.
Some other niggas outside.
That nigga. Okay.
All right, first one. Who's more likely to start a deep conversation at 2 a.m.?
Nah, this is good. Already just there. Y'all niggas talk too much.
Yeah. Who's more likely to check the other's phone?
Oh.
Oh, this is great.
This is so-
Keep your eyes closed.
Tight, too.
This is amazing.
Who's more likely to make a simple errand a three-hour trip?
Wait, what? Repeat that.
A simple errand. Who's more likely to make that a three-hour trip as opposed to just a simple errand?
What?
That's crazy.
They dating two different people.
dating?
Who's, yeah, my bad, married. Who's more likely to say, I'm not mad, but then be slamming every door in the house?
I think I know.
We waiting on an answer from Newt.
Damn.
He know it.
All right.
Tight on the low, right?
But I'm not.
But I'm not.
My stomach's
I'm
not
good.
My chest is not burning.
I don't got nothing I want to say to you, bro. I got mad shit I want to send you on IG.
I don't got adjective.
I'm fuck with you.
Who's more likely to drop hints instead of just saying what they want?
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's crazy, eh?
Passive aggressive, everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to see shit. Just no.
Just no. I expect for you to read my mind.
I don't you know.
How the f you know 2K came out? It's only four.
Fuck.
Yo.
Oh my God.
Who's more likely to flirt just to prove they still got it?
Ooh, that's a good
one. Great one.
Oh, be I be chilling, man. Probably this shit right here. I'll be keeping it cool. This motherfucker here. Look out for my motherfucker. So that was for us.
I'm going to point to my wife on this one.
Her. Sure.
All right, next one. Who's more likely to get freaky after an argument?
Ooh.
Shaboy.
Boing boing is great. Here, I told you, you start the argument on purpose.
Just so we can make up. Gotcha.
Hi, man.
It's a warm rag.
Yeah.
Hey, don't touch me. Get your own cover.
We're still mad.
I can't.
Son, y'all crazy.
All right. Who's more likely to pretend they didn't hear the other person just to avoid helping.
That's a great one.
Come on, spin that back to you.
Who's more likely to pretend they didn't hear you just to avoid helping?
Yo.
She held the light yesterday, though.
If you see what happened, it turned to an argument.
She didn't want to hold that shit.
Stupid motherfucker.
That would buddy, yeah.
I mean, Derek. Oh, okay.
Who's more likely to be late, but still walk and take the time? Oh, I.
It ain't late. It ain't late.
I there. It
is us. I was born to be late.
Yeah. All right. Who's more likely?
Oh my.
Who's more likely to make a funny joke, but it ends up hitting a little too close?
Oh shit.
Getting too real.
Close your eyes.
We on that type of time?
Don't.
Y'all can do what y'all want. Y'all can do what y'all want. Yeah, y'all.
He said close the eyes, no?
Mine's closed.
Did you give your answer though, Nuke?
Nah.
I'm still thinking about it.
She didn't. She got her answer?
Yeah, she.
Me and my lady call those bad bitch jokes.
Bad bitch.
You know when you cut bad bitch ass? You know when you cut her ass and she. And she don't know how to, like, she don't know how to joke back, because she be like,
that's why your mom died.
Yeah. That wasn't because they never had to develop a personality.
Like, we call it bad bitch joke. Like, that was a bad bitch joke, man. It was sad, close, sad, to go, maybe, man.
It's a good name for those. That's a great name for those.
Oh, shit. So, all right, close your eyes.
How many more?
Okay.
More?
I got three more.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
Who's more likely to suggest therapy when they the one tripping?
You and the rest of the world.
You need help, nigga.
Not me that started this, but you.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Who's more likely to buy something too expensive?
I feel like that's easy.
No.
No?
Nah, Newbie putting that shit on.
You all right?
She's like, where the f*** you get that from?
I'm out on a credit card, man. We're on a credit card.
Relax.
I'm going to put it back.
I get some real shit. I'm going to put it back. Yeah, those Jordans didn't just show up.
It was scheduled release, man.
Let's put it on Afterpay.
Oh, that's... Oh,
yes, my name.
Affirm me.
A4.
Four payments left. Let's
niggas be judging.
I got $30 every week. I got $30 every 2 weeks. What you mean?
1,000
light.
I be pissing $30 every week. Yeah, you got that, Karna?
All that.
Niggas be judging you because you want to put a big kick.
Yeah, fact.
I want to allocate my money. Nigga.
Hey, yo, low key, that shit helps your credit.
100%.
It does.
It's not
hot key. It does literally help your credit.
My credit right. I be putting plane tickets on that shit. Tires. Like, I be. At least,
crazy.
At least I'm responsible. Like,
being necessary shit.
Priorities.
Last one right here.
All right.
Well, I'm ready.
And the last one, who's more likely to send a freaky text?
Ooh. Oh, damn, because it's even.
I like
that. That's a good way to end.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
it's even.
Like, oh, so no, you go in the bathroom, dick pick it?
What? I might hit him. Might hit him with the...
My nigga, I'll f*** with you.
Real niggas.
Yo, real nigga.
Real niggas, son. This is how you stay married. This is what now, black yeah, love look like, yo.
What's to do this?
Real love look like. It ain't no that sugarcoat shit I be talking about.
I love that, gang.
This is what it be. This is what it be. Honesty, transparency, freaky facts, time, all types facts of shit.
I feel like during the marriage, you got to stay spontaneous, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's going to be this exciting. That's what keeps it alive. It's easy to get bored.
Yeah, it's easy to get
once
bored.
Once you stop having car sex, that means it's downhill.
She like, what you mean?
You can't stop doing that.
Yeah, you can't stop doing
it. No, you can't.
You gotta keep
you gotta
doing
see boning
it
in the car, bro.
Spot. You know the car spot. You
know the car spot. Nigga, I'm grown now.
See? Our spot is fire. CarSpot is fire. I'm
Carfax. Did you check your Carfax before y'all like started dating and nothing?
Hell no.
My nigga. You mean a Carfax for him?
Ofax.
I was about to get a new car and check the Carfax, but we got our shit from an auction, so no. No Carfax. Hell no. We just drove off. Three Cadillac converters later.
Catalytic. Yo, them niggas be stealing them shits like nothing, son. Niggas be stealing them shits like they sidekicks, my nigga. Like, what's wrong with niggas?
What the hell? No.
Yeah, that's a good Carfax, yeah.
Dude, what?
I thought you was talking about the whole fact.
Yeah, we are. We are talking about the whole fact.
Oh, stupid ass.
I
thought that was a metaphor. I thought you understood.
That's a metaphor. That's why,
that's why it's hilarious.
Or with somewhere else with it. Oh, no.
The whole facts on each other. The whole fact.
Damn, you talking about? I'm talking about a car. Cause I just
real car. A real view.
That's why this nigga laughing.
That's why I'm laughing.
Damn, right, you know Catalytic converted right, show is crazy.
Exactly.
Nah, I don't want to know.
I feel you.
I don't want to know. I don't even care. But I told her before, like, yo, whatever you did before me, I'm cool with it because you wouldn't be who you are right now.
That's what I'm
saying. So I respect
he's lying.
That's a goddamn lie.
So what was it really then?
That nigga, yo.
What was it really then? What
teaching beans in your book? Lot, that was crazy.
I believe that. No, I believe that.
That's amazing. That shit
I know niggas don't want to know, bro. Real life niggas don't want to know.
Yo,
that's
put that on the dedication page in your book.
When you find out some, all right, let's keep it real. When you find out somebody that you know, you be like, all right, then you got to eat it. Like, damn.
Can't do nothing about it.
Niggas lie. Women lie. Numbers don't.
I don't know what that means.
Shit.
Numbers
don't.
I don't get it.
I was talking numbers? I don't get it.
Oh, no.
Huh? Yo,
you got
man.
Me, you got me.
Y'all talked about numbers and all of them?
Nah.
Yes, we did. He's lying.
No, we did.
All right, so tell us.
Captain is right.
Y'all got to say it.
So you,
Captain is right.
You asked for numbers.
We did. We
who
had.
Who initiated the number?
Who
initiated?
It wasn't
me.
Okay.
Oh, you
was
asked?
It me or was it?
I didn't know women.
It was me.
I didn't know women asked. Like, yo.
Well, it was like, all right.
You found out he had a great kill. You was like, nah, who else you killed?
No, he's my man is that nigga. I wouldn't be with him if he wasn't.
Oh,
we get it.
I'm a realist, so I asked him.
You did say that.
Was it over 100?
Oh, shit. I like that kind of question.
It's easy. No. Remember, bitches was pops back in the day. Hoes.
A lot. It was,
shit was easier back then.
If you lost your virginity at a certain time,
it was easy.
So much easier.
It was easy.
There's certain numbers that.
She's outside. Like, friends didn't care. Like, it was.
Dumb shit you was doing. Like,
you was doing.
You could run through a team.
Right?
Team.
Boom, 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 boom.
I know all you hoes is hoes for real. Like,
really? It's
don't
really.
Talk to me like that. Watch your fucking tone.
Watch your fucking tone. That's like, remember how.
That's my speed. That's what I said.
Now, it's a fact. Now you got
it.
And
I
fuck all y'all.
I fuck all y'all.
Man, that was
relax.
Me. That was me.
Relax.
That was me.
I know your left boob bigger than your right. don't get relaxed.
Put the right teeth. Fuck out of here.
Saggy tip, bitch.
You got a person who's a fucking bitch.
He's a saggy tip, bitch.
Nah, that's what fact.
Nah, that's hard.
But do the numbers really matter?
A bit about the car effects. I was dead ass serious. That's crazy, bro.
Nah, that's yeah, that is my speed.
I thought the nigga made the illest analogy. Like,
yo, oh, son.
Keep it like that.
Okay. Yeah, we shit. I acknowledge that.
We got
to your question. To her question, she said, do the numbers even matter? To me, they don't.
Nah.
The numbers don't matter. I don't want a rookie. I don't want you coming green to
me. Thank you.
Right.
Yes, you would have had to practice somewhere.
I mean, I'm on you. Like,
right. Like yeah.
I'm worried.
Yo, who else you did this for?
Because for you, like you said, for me to even care, you know,
yeah,
no. What's good with us? You know? What we doing for real?
Tell me everything.
What we doing for real?
Nigga, tell me the truth.
Everything. What we doing? Like,
I need to know.
You need them bitches be smiling in my face or not?
We spoke about that. We was like, if y'all together.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her homeboys is being a little too friendly.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Ah, we got
would,
a great
would one. Would you ask her, like, yo, what's up with homie? Like, did y'all ever deal with each other or something like that? Would you ask that? Or would you keep it P? I mean, he said that's P. But me, if it's mine,
I'm gonna pose the question. Like, yo, what's up?
Should be.
That's him. He's gonna pose the question.
Should be. Did you say I'm not gonna ask?
You said keeping the pee is not.
No. I didn't say. Look, bro. I know those type of hugs, gang. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, this nigga laughing.
I gotta know if your lady's reciprocating.
Yeah,
like you know,
no, not even reciprocating. She don't gotta be reciprocating. She don't have to be, but you gotta know, like
certain things.
Like if something,
if somebody crammed your lady, drilled your lady, like and she didn't tell you, and y'all in the same room, you know the vibes, bro. So it's like I'm gonna hold it down till I get to the crib, but I'm gonna be like, yo, bro, what's up?
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, what's up with you, bro? Like, what we doing, son? Like,
I'm trying to picture shit. Let me see.
But as a wife or husband, would you tell your partner, like, yo, by the way, this girl's gonna be there or this guy's gonna be there that I used to deal with? Or
nah, that's
it depends on the environment. The
environment. My thing is like, I feel
it
like
it depends on the environment.
I feel like we go out a lot. Me and her, we go out.
Yeah.
So it's like we from the same.
You turn it up.
Yeah, we from the same area. So
yeah,
should happen.
Bump into a lot of people.
You bump into people.
I don't even at a certain.
That's a good.
It comes. Yeah. I don't even want to know.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
saying.
Because
then I'm gonna feel like, oh, this bitch was looking at me.
Not about knowing. I'm saying.
I'm pussy.
Nah.
So that's what
now you're going somewhere else.
No.
I'm saying, like, all right, y'all not just going to put it on the table, but if I feel some type of vibe, I see a vibe, like, I see how y'all vibing, I'm like, oh, shit.
It's been a block.
That's but, yeah, like, if you see a woman in a function that he brought you to and she's being just a little too friendly, would you ask him, like, yo, what's up with y'all? Have y'all ever dealt with it? No?
Nah.
Oh, shit. You confrontational.
What's up?
Yeah, that's
I love
look,
that.
Let me tell you something, though.
I don't play like that.
Yeah, on some G shit.
I really don't.
Me and her being our own 2-3 when we go out.
Yeah. So if you coming up to him and you doing too much, bitch, you want your head
knocked
off.
And she know, in a spot, I'm going to keep it real, you got to be standoffish.
That's a fact.
You got to spin him like.
That's a fact. You got to be cold shoulder with it.
Are you kidding me?
What you be doing?
Absolutely.
Positively.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm with my wife.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Some of my soul.
Like, yo, bro, are you kidding
what's
me?
What's up, baby? Yeah. What you about to drink? Yeah, like, what?
Yo, here we go. Because New had the best point of view I ever heard on male best friends and female best friend, but he had opposite sex best friends. He had gave, I don't know if you remember, but you was talking about, you know, a situation with a friend and how the nigga was a weirdo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you remember what I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about.
And but you gave a great perspective. Do you remember what you said?
This reposado right now. Nah.
So the nigga was like,
I'm trying to remember. Was that there?
I don't want to say. Yeah, it was both of us. But it was like, when you have a male best friend, like when a female has a male best friend, like, the responsibility of both parties, like you gotta introduce the friend.
Yeah.
And
off rip.
Like this nigga can't be introduced 4 or 5 years later unless he was like locked up or some shit. From the jump he gotta be introduced. And like it gotta be boundaries, like as far as like the nigga can't call after a certain time. Sure. And then like you know the nigga can't be weird when we in the spot together and shit like that. Yeah. And that ill and like not for nothing, New always tells me like, yo, and like nah, you my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause this is my dog. Yeah. Like that's my dog. But when I met him,
say I could tell.
Like when I met New, it was like, oh rip, this is my nigga. Like your son. Yeah.
We think alike.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? So it was like it was never nothing weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? And when I come around, it's like, yo, New, what up, baby?
Yeah,
like,
where the mother, yo. Yeah. You hungry? Yo, nigga, yo.
Cheese
on the burger, nigga.
I never made it feel weird and shit, but he was talking about an opposite. Like he had an opposite situation one time, and it was just like with a friend that she introduced, and the nigga was just like making the shit mad awkward. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like.
I see. He was the friend.
No. Yeah, the other guy was the friend. Yeah. He was the friend, but he came around and he was just like the opposite of me and shit. Like, now you like you making a shit like.
Hold on, son. Like.
Opposite of me.
Yeah, come on, baby. Yeah. Shameless plug. I'm that nigga.
Yo, my wife,
male best friend, that's my guy. I love him to death. Like, that's my nigga. My
lady, that's
my,
when you know it's real. Case, so. Like, off the, like.
And
that's
crazy.
When you know it's real.
Yeah,
that's a fact. Soon as me and him got serious, I'm like, yeah, I have a man best friend. You got to meet him.
Yeah.
He stand up.
Just so you know, this person's
like my
life.
Brother.
Yeah, like my brother.
Yeah, you gotta meet him.
And yeah, you know that. It is. Yo, like that man in you, you know when you can put your guards down. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. Like, it was comfortable.
That was hard. Right?
Just like you said with y'all. Like, y'all met, however y'all linked up. Mm-hmm. But off rip, it was like, yo, you know what? I fuck with him. Like,
facts.
You can tell. I agree with that. Men have that.
You know what's so crazy? Like, you know, your significant other could say what they want to say. Oh, no, he's bad, cool, he's this. But you
I got to feel the energy.
But the vibes off the rip with this man, immaculate.
Wish my vibes would.
Oh, all right, M loves you. M loves you.
I'm
talking about for him. My vibes weren't always that great.
Oh.
But we here now.
We here now. Why you bringing up ocean?
We here now.
Why you bringing up ocean?
All right.
We're here now.
So it's that time of the episode. Facts. I want to hear y'all unpopular opinion.
Oh, yeah, you say you got one for us.
Oh, yeah, she got one.
My unpopular opinion, and I know y'all going to agree with me. You shouldn't buy things for yourself without letting your significant other know.
Oh, after a certain price point?
Yeah.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Sneakers and shit like
that. No, you can't buy a pair of kicks.
You got to run it by
you. You're biased.
Or you match it.
Hold on. The rule for unpopular opinion, it can't be debated.
Yeah,
it can't be debated.
That's your unpopular opinion.
When it comes to things like sneakers and jewelry and things like that, you should be letting your significant other know about it.
You're real strict.
Listen, money you got to be, you know what I'm saying? We building an empire here.
Yeah, I feel it.
I understand.
My unpopular opinion is, I got a funny one. So I was in a restaurant the other day on my lunch break, right?
Because I'm on my lunch break at a restaurant,
enjoying my solo dinner. It's mad funny, my solo lunch. But I was watching a young couple. They had to be in their 20s, a young couple, whatever. And Shorty kept laughing at her phone, So the son kept saying, let me see. And she was like, all right, she let him see every time. So then he laughs at his phone. She was like, let me see. And he was like,
nah.
Here goes my unpopular opinion. My unpopular opinion is, don't ever ask your lady, for my niggas outside, this is not for married men, this is for my niggas outside. If your shorty's laughing at her phone or she's laughing mad hard at something, don't ask her about what. Don't ask her to see it. Don't ask her nothing. Because when it's your turn, laughing, she's not going to think to ask
that
you.
That go for anything.
I for my niggas outside. For my married niggas, show your phone, nigga. Like,
that's a fact.
Well, that's for my niggas outside still in traffic. For them niggas that was me 10, 15 years ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't show your phone, nigga. Take your notifications off.
It'd be a bitch from 5 years ago FaceTime you all of a sudden. Like, yeah.
Yo, bro. Notifications, everything off, nigga. Like, everything off, nigga. Like, yo, when you get in the crib, the phone, nigga. Leave the phone in the bathroom.
Throw that shit out. Get a new one.
Do me. My boy funny. I can't laugh. You know what? I can't laugh.
I'm just laughing at shit. What you mean?
Oh, nigga. This is not for my married niggas. Again, disclaimer. I know the comments gonna go crazy. Yeah, bro, this is for my niggas outside, bro. Like,
I hear that.
The phone, nigga. Leave the phone somewhere. Leave it in the car, nigga. Like, yo, our time together is for each other.
Leave it
down the block. If she really wanted the joints, your moms know to call her. Like, you know,
true. That's a fact.
Your niggas know to call her. Facts.
That's a fact.
I like that.
My popular opinion is a little different than y'all's today. I ain't go super married couple type of shit. Like, I was just getting tight, yo. I be scrolling already. Yo, bro. I be scrolling the explore page because really that's the only time I see other ass. I just be, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, what's this? You know what I'm saying? Like, let me see what's this. So anytime I see a bathing suit pic, I'm like, all right, let me see what she working with. Like, let me see, right? No, I ain't doing none of that. I'm just it's literally a view. I'm just looking. I want to see.
We're not arguing over megapixels.
We're not. But I'm not gonna make you feel if that make you feel insecure. I'm not gonna be double tapped. I just want to see. I see a bathing suit. I want to see.
Yeah, facts.
But what do I want to see? I don't just want to see your face. I didn't come here for your face.
Ass.
If you post a bathing suit pic, you gotta post ass. Don't just show me the front. Is it a thong? Is it like what we working with? I don't like that shit. I don't want to see a bikini and then you got a curtain on the back of it. Like, bro, I don't want to see that shit. I want to see what it looked like. This why I came here. This why you posted it. Stop lying. You in a bathing suit, bro. Turn around and let us see. Or even give us the, you know what I'm saying? Like, something, bro. Like, don't just.
He really went all the way opposite direction.
Like, no.
He went opposite direction.
All the way. Like,
yo, New, how you like your nudes?
Like, how you like your nudes?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Do you like
my who?
How you like your nudes? Like, do you like
my nudes?
Panties, like, or do you like full blown, like, pussy pics?
I
like...
need to see it.
Okay.
I need to see. Don't show me a see through nothing.
I don't put nothing between me and the.
Take the nip out.
Oh.
Let me see
shit. Yeah. Okay. I respect that. I respect
for niggas. We like.
I want art. Make it art, baby. Make it art, baby. Yeah, facts, bro.
I want to
be a bralette. You heard? I'm learning terms out this bitch. Put on a bralette. You heard? I like that.
Skims just dropped.
I like that. By the way, babe, I got you a new place. Send me a picture. You heard? Put that shit in the back.
Oh, y'all like?
You heard? Y'all like? Yeah, the build up.
When I get home now, you just
you know the makeup mirror that got the focus on it. You know the makeup mirror when you what? Make it art.
Silhouette challenge me.
Silhouette challenge me. That's a fact. That's a. I love that shit. Love that shit. Like, yo, you took your time with it.
I knew you a real nigga.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Change niggas like I need to see it all.
Change the lighting in this bitch.
I'm in traffic like this. Damn that shit.
Ah, damn. Boom.
Mother, saw you. What the fuck? You see how she put the leg up?
I gotta put my shit up here. That's how old I'm getting.
That's a fact.
I gotta put it in the mirror now. I can't do this no more.
Too close. Yo, that's the most recent episode. Unpopular Opinion. Shout out New. Yep. Shout out Ja. Thank you for pulling up. We appreciate
this is my favorite episode ever. I ain't
this,
gonna lie.
This was a great episode. We appreciate y'all. Wouldn't have been possible without
y'all. Thank you for having us.
Love. And we out.
Yes, sir.